You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Goal 905. Sounds good, feels good. And today we have yet another new Makan Kaki. She's an investment banker turned F&B entrepreneur and award-winning gelato maker. She's founder of Momolato, Sharon Tay. Hi, Sharon. I had the privilege of digging into all the yummy things at your cafe on Haji Lane just before Phase 2 heightened alert kicked in. And after that delicious and wholesome experience, I just had to have you on as my Makan Kaki. Thanks so much for being on the Lunchtime Jukebox with me today. So first things first, fill us in on how Momolato started. What does Momolato mean?
Thank you. Momolato is an acronym for More and More Gelato. And when we first set up our store in 2013, gelato was still a very new concept. And we wanted people that come into our store to walk away loving gelato and wanting more and more of it. So that was really how the entire name of Momolato originated.
Oh, and why make gelato over anything else?
Because I think ice cream and gelato makes people happy. Mm. And in a very hot country like Singapore, you can have it every day. I fell in love eating gelato when I was in Italy. And then subsequently, when I went to Italy to study how to become, you know, a good gelato chef and to apprentice under other gelato masters, I really fell in love with gelato, and that's why we wanted to offer gelato.
And what's the philosophy behind Momolato?
Momolato's concept is eco-friendly, it's halal, and it's keto. We really want Momolato to have a wide variety of gelato for everybody. So people that live a healthy lifestyle and prefer keto gelato, they could come to Momolato to get gelato. For others who have a penchant for sweeter or for more creamy gelato, we'll have them too. So it's an all-encompassing concept.
Mm. And you have such a vast menu of gelato and sorbet flavors. Before we get into that, what is the difference between ice cream and gelato and also sorbet?
A lot of people feel that the difference between gelato and ice cream is just semantics, mm-hmm. but it's a lot more than that. I think gelato is a lot more creamier and it's a lot smoother and silkier and denser than just commercial ice cream.
Oh.
While both gelato and ice cream contain cream, milk, sugar, authentic and artisanal gelato uses more milk and less cream.
Uh-huh.
And we do not generally use egg yolks, which is a very common ingredient in ice cream. And ice cream contains at least around 10% butterfat, while gelato contains only between 4 to 9% and has a lot less air, it's a lot denser and it's not smoother.
Oh.
So that's really the difference between gelato and ice cream. But in Singapore, sometimes it's used interchangeably. And sorbet is just dairy-free form of ice cream and gelato. So a sorbet typically wouldn't contain any eggs, it wouldn't contain any milk, any cream, and even yogurt.
I see.
But a sorbet would contain stuff like fruits.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot more lighter, or just like one of our bestsellers is actually dark chocolate sorbet. So it's made using pure dark chocolate without any milk.
That sounds delicious. So if you're lactose intolerant, that would be a good choice.
You could also use coconut milk and almond milk and other nut milks in a sorbet.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clearing that up. Well, I have to say, my favorite combos at Momolato were the coconut gelato with the pandan waffle and the gula melaka sauce. And then there was the red watermelon soursop with the Himalayan osmanthus mango passion fruit sorbet. And the triple blend dark chocolate with the crunchy nibs. I loved the texture. It was like a yin-yang when I paired it with the oolong Kyoto hojicha. So I know it's hard to choose between all your babies, but which is your favorite combo or flavor?
My favorite has to be pandan waffle because I really love the smell and the taste of pandan.
Yeah, it's just so fragrant.
We would squeeze out the juice from pandan leaves and make our waffles using that. So I love the absolute fragrance whenever the pandan gets toasted on the waffle.
Mm.
I also like my pandan with our very new Gouda cheese because Gouda cheese has such a creamy, distinct flavor. And I'm a cheese lover. So I really like the combination of pandan waffle and Gouda cheese.
For a first timer at Momolato then, what would you recommend we try?
I would recommend you try out our croffles.
Oh, yes.
I really love how we could make really flaky, light waffles using croissant dough.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolute delight. and it could be paired very nicely with our popsicle spritzer. One of my favorite being the watermelon because it's so refreshing.
Perfect for a hot day.
And if you want, you could complement that with a yuzu shisho sorbet. And that's absolutely a very nice combination.
Oh, that sounds great. I gotta try that next. You know, it's a real pity we can't dine in at your cute cafe on Haji Lane because it's so cheerful with its bright botanical theme. But the good news is we can still pop in for a takeaway. Also, how else can we get our hot hands on your cool treats?
We have online delivery. You could check out our website, momolato.com/shop.
Okay.
Or you could actually just message us on Instagram, on Facebook, email us. There's a lot of options. And we recently just got on Foodpanda and GrabFood. So if you like anything, just let us know. We are also offering a new range of fruit latte that's sugar-free, as well as keto yogurt with three distinct flavors. So this is something that I'll totally recommend for those stay-at-home.
Yes, yes. And full disclosure, I already went online to order. Well, stick around. We'll have more and more gelato or momolato from our new Makan Kaki gelato maker, Sharon Tay, real soon. But for now, we're heading back to the music on Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good.